You know, I titled my sermon this, and you'll get what I'm talking about. Your failures are not final. Do you know that? Our failures that we have in this life are not final. And I want you to understand that. Everybody in here needs to understand that, because sometimes we beat our own selves up about things. If you would, turn to Micah, the 7th chapter. If you would, Micah, the 7th chapter. I'm going to read one verse. And when you get there, please stand, if you would, please. It's between the book of Jonah and the book of Nahum. 7:8. 7:8. And it says this. God's holy word says this. It says, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." Isn't that awesome? That's hope for anybody. I don't care who you are. That is hope for anybody. Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, I come with thanksgiving in my heart. I come thanking you and praising you for the mercy and for the grace that you bestowed upon each and every one of us in this building here this morning. And not only in this building, but who you've bestowed and given to everyone willing and able, Father, that wants it. And Lord, we pray, Lord, and we praise you for that. We ask you, Father, now to open up hearts here this morning, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'd open up my mouth, Lord, this morning. Give me the words to say in the way that you'd want them said. And we will truly give you the praise and the glory for it all. We ask it in your Son Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. I believe there are times when mistakes and failures that occur in our lives can lead us to a fuller life. Do you agree with that? They can, but I want to put a caveat on that. I want to say this with it. They can only if we learn from our mistakes. Only. Unfortunately, too many people have made mistakes and failures and done things down through the years. They've never learned from them, and they continue on with them. But you can learn, and you can have a fuller life. As a Christian in here this morning, you can have a fuller life from the mistakes that we have made in the past. I also believe this. Hell would like nothing more than to take and maim you and mock you because of the mistakes that you have made in your past. Hell would like nothing better than that. The devil would like nothing more than to keep you paralyzed from those mistakes that you've made. He would like nothing more than whenever you fail, whenever you fall, he would like nothing more than to keep you paralyzed and not doing anything for the Lord. But I want to tell you this morning, there is hope, because heaven wants to make you better and wants to transform you because of those mistakes, and because heaven wants to do that, praise God this morning, you have hope this morning. Amen. You have hope because of those mistakes and failures that you've made. In Psalms 40th chapter, the 3rd verse, it tells us this, "And he has put a new song in my mouth." How many of you ever had a new song in your mouth the moment you got saved? I'm here to tell you this morning, I had a new song in my mouth. I had a new way of speaking. But it goes on to say, put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and what's it say? And fear, and they shall trust in our Lord. Amen? That's why I tell you this morning that, you know what? Do not let your failures, do not let the mistakes, do not let the sins of your past define you this morning. Don't do that. I truly believe the Bible teaches us that failure should not keep you in a prison somewhere. You believe that? Hear me this morning? Say amen if you do. Because I believe that our past and our failures and our sins should not keep us in a prison from doing things for the Lord this morning. There are people who have become hostages the rest of their lives for their sins that they have committed, for their past failures, for their past mistakes. They have been put in prison. And you know what? God does not want you in prison this morning. He does not want that. That is not God's will. If you hear that in your ears this morning, that is not God's voice talking to you this morning. Amen. And I am not naive, and neither should you be this morning here. During my lifetime, I have made mistakes. After I become a Christian, I have fallen on my face and made mistakes. My wife and my children will tell you that they have made mistakes in their lives. My grandchildren will make mistakes one day if they keep going, if they live long enough to do it. But I'm here to tell you, you see, the devil wants to make you think that those failures are final in your life. I'm here to tell you, they're not.
Amen. Amen.
They are not. And do not let that happen. He does not want that to be. He wants that to be to me. He has done that to me. He's done that to my family. And the enemy has tried to take me out because of it. Because of past failures and mistakes. He has tried to take me out. And I'm here to tell you, he will do this. Understand this. Mistakes are not final. Get that if you don't get anything else in your life today. Mistakes are not, our failures are not final. They are not. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. I shall arise and I shall set, when I set in darkness, and the Lord shall be a light unto me. I want someone here to hear clearly hear me this morning. You are not defined by the mistakes that you made in the past. You are defined by whether or not you've accepted Jesus into your heart and whether or not the blood of Jesus lives within you. That's what defines you this morning. Nothing else. You might have made one mistake after another, one big mistake. You are not, you know what? You are not the one. Listen to me. The devil would like to take you down, but through the power of Jesus Christ, you may be down, but you are not out this morning. You understand that? Listen, you might have been down through the power of God Almighty. You're not out. Praise His name this morning with the power of God's forgiveness. With the power of His forgiveness through His Son, Jesus Christ, you're worthy this morning. There's not one individual in here this morning that would not be worthy through the power of Jesus Christ coming into their heart. The devil would like to tell you that you're not worthy. You lived it, didn't you, Jamie? He tried to tell you you weren't worth nothing. Even after you were born again, he tried to tell you that. You're not. Listen to me. Don't let it define you. Don't let it bring you down. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. There, you know, there can be a resurrection coming in your life this morning. You believe that? I believe through the power of God Almighty, there can be a resurrection that can come to your life this morning. There can be a resurrection that can come to your dreams again this morning. Too many people have let their dreams, you know, they've let them go by the wayside. The dreams that they have for the Lord and what they wanted to do for God, because the devil's whispered in your ears. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is hope through the power of Jesus Christ to restore those dreams this morning. There is hope to your calling, to the purpose for what God has intended for you this morning. There may be somebody here this morning that you're telling yourself, you know what? I can't only go back. I can't go back. I can't. Listen to me. There's no time machines. I agree with you. You can't go back. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't want you to go back. I want you to look ahead this morning. I want you to look to the power and the glory of Jesus Christ here this morning. Let Him have the past mistakes. Let Him have all the failures. Let Him have all the sins. And come to Him and let Him lift you up and bring you to the purpose that He's called every one of us to this morning. There may be somebody here this morning that may be telling yourself, I can't do that. And the devil keeps throwing it up in your face. I'll tell you what, there's not one of us in here can't raise our hand and say the devil hadn't thrown stuff up in your face. I'm here to tell you, I know. I've been there. I know what it's like. He throws stuff lying to you, telling you that kind of stuff. Listen, that you're not good enough and that you never will be. That's not God whispering in your ears about that. I want you to know that this morning again. Understand that. If you're thinking that in your mind this morning, God did not put that there this morning. God did not shove that in your mind. He did not put that in your thought process this morning. I'm here to tell you, because of your past indiscretions, that's not what it's about. Listen to me. Jesus makes us good enough this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus makes you good enough this morning. It isn't Dave Long. It isn't Drift Run Church. It isn't your grandma or your mom or dad. It is Jesus makes you good enough this morning. No matter what you've done, the blood covered it.
Amen.
Do you agree?
Amen.
Don't carry the ball and chain of failure around with you all your life. Don't do that. That keeps you from the full potential that God has for every one of us. He does righteousness. Now, I want to give you this. Righteousness will never give you permission to sin. Amen? But what righteousness does, it gives you permission to get it redeemed and get it under the blood. That's what righteousness does. Don't ever think that you've got a free pass to sin, because that's not what it's about. Righteousness allows us to get out of the prison house. It does. Righteousness allowed me to get out of the prison house one day. It'll allow you to get out of there if you're willing to give it to Him. God will never define you. This is important. Thank you, Lord. God will never define you by the worst mistake you've ever committed in your life. We define ourselves that way. Do we not? God will never define you by that. He never will. Or by the worst mistake you made. How can you say that, preacher? Because of John 3:16 and 17. That's how I can say that. It says, well, we say this a lot around here because this is true. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But 17 is just as important. He said, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. Did you get that? He said, but that the world through Him might be what? That it might be saved. Can you give Him a hallelujah this morning? Amen. That's what defines us. That's what it means. Friends might hold things against you. They will. Family will hold things against you. I go up, if I go to my family reunion, they're going to think of all the stuff that I used to be. I know that. Everybody is a critic. Everybody will try to pile on against you. God will never define you that way. Whenever God looks at you, He sees the blood of Jesus Christ. And when He sees the blood of Jesus Christ, He sees what makes you righteous. The Bible tells me this about God. It says this in Hebrews 8:12. It says this, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities. What's He say? I will remember no more. I don't care what you've done. If you get it right with Jesus, He don't remember that no more. Do you understand that? He doesn't hold that against you. Let the world hold it against you. Let them do what they want to do. The most important thing is that God said, I will not remember them no more. I look at David, the guy who lusted after another man's wife. The guy who committed adultery with that woman. The guy who committed murder to cover up the adultery. His failure wasn't the end of David. Am I right? Listen to me. I say this quite often. You want to know how I believe the Bible is real and true in every bit of it? Because the Bible never tried to cover up the warts. I say that all the time. The Bible never tried to cover. If I was going to write a book about myself, I wouldn't put nothing bad in there. They did. That's why I believe the Bible's right. I look at Peter, the guy who lied. He's the guy who denied even knowing Jesus. His failure wasn't the end of Peter. Amen? It was not. Abraham and Paul, I could go on and on. The thing about all these folks is God still loved them even though they messed up. What about you this morning? What about you? You could be sunny here this morning, a hot mess for all I know. But I'm here to tell you we serve a God that loves us, that will take care of us, and that wants to redeem us. And you get it redeemed, and I'm here to tell you this morning, He'll not remember that again, no more about you. The Bible's full of folks. These folks failed miserably. But even with all their warts and their failures, it didn't define them in the end. Can I tell you something? If you got Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, your faults, your failures that happened back then are not going to define you when you stand before Him one of these days. Amen? It's going to be whether or not you have the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. That's what's going to define you. Because of the mercy and the grace of God, I'm preaching to someone here this morning. I don't know who it is, but I'm here to tell you, I am preaching to someone here this morning this way. You're messed up. The days of God, or you're thinking maybe the days of working for God are over. That is a lie. That is not the case. If folks in here just knew what I've done and what I've been through, no one would ever want to hear me. I used to say that. I'm telling you, no one. I used to say that. I used to believe that. And God showed me different. God showed me different. You don't have any future. You don't have any hope. Don't believe that. You have a hope, but that hope is through Jesus Christ. God is saying, when you sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto you. God brought you here this morning because He wants to. He wants resurrection power in your life. He wants to restore you this morning. That's what God wants to do. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that He cannot save. And neither His ear heavy that He cannot hear. Can you say amen to that this morning? Praise God. He is there. He is faithful. He is true. In Him we have redemption through the blood. We have that this morning. And it's sin according to the riches of God's grace. We have redemption this morning. Remember who it was that preached on the day of Pentecost? That lying failure that denied Jesus Christ. You remember over in Mark what the angel told him? He said, you go tell the disciples and Peter. What do you think he told? What do you think he said and Peter for? Because he wanted the rest of them to know, yeah, Peter failed, but praise God, you know what? He's still one of mine this morning. Because you know what? Praise God this morning. He wasn't defined by his failure. He chose all the other figures in the Bible. There's only one who God said, a man after my own heart. That was adulterous, lying, murderer because of the name of David. Just think about David was a man. What about Paul who wrote most of the New Testament? And what was his goal in life? Was to murder and murder and kill Christians and get them out of the Jewish way of life. That was his goal. Paul said of himself this. And I think this is awesome. Crucified the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. In a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as a law of the Pharisees, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is the law. In the world's eye, Paul thought, you know, in the world's eye at that time, Paul had everything. Paul had everything. He got everything he wanted. Can I tell you folks here something this morning? You may get what you want, but you don't have to keep it. Amen? There are people out there that have worked and worked and worked to get what they wanted, and after they've gotten it, after they've got it into their possession, they found out it isn't what they actually needed to serve God. It was just something that was bringing them down. Even though you've worked and you've got it, you don't have to keep it here this morning. Amen? Praise the Lord today, because He is good. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency and the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. And He that sat upon the throne said this, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write these words, for they are faithful and they are true. When God saved me, He made me new, Greg. If you're saved here this morning, He made you new. If you fell on your face and you've made a mess, even after you've been saved and you've made a mess of your life, I'm here to tell you, I want you to understand this. Praise God, He can make it new again. He can bring you to where you need to be this morning. I'm here to tell you this morning, you may have messed up, but God can still use you in a mighty way this morning. He can still do that. Praise God. Repent. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. You may have been on fire for God at one time. Listen to me. But you messed up. It happens. It happens. You may have been on fire for God one time, but you messed up, and now that zeal is gone. Now that fire doesn't burn within you like it once did. You feel like life is out of you. It happens. Remember the story of Eutychus over in Acts? Remember who he was? He was the guy that Paul had been preaching so long. He was sitting up there, and here's how he was sitting. He was sitting out the window like this, one leg hanging out and one leg hanging in. I often said this. He said he had one leg in church and one leg out of church. And he said he fell. And whenever he fell, he said that they thought he had died. And there was nothing. That's what they said. They were going to send him down to scoop him up and to carry him off and bury him. Paul ran down, jumped right on top of him and said, no, there's life in him. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. I don't know where you are here. I don't know if your life, what's going on. I don't know if you've lost your zeal. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. We serve a God this morning that said there is still life in you.
Amen.
I talk to people all the time. That I see them once out and about down here. They come to church here for a while. And they no longer come here now. They don't go to church anywhere. You know what? I think, you know, they've lost that zeal. But you know what? I keep inviting and telling them, you know what? Come back. Come back to church. Come back. Because there's still life. There's still hope. You've had it all together and was doing amazing things for God at one time. It may have been the case. But you can't feel God moving right now in your life. Maybe you can't feel that in your life moving in there. Listen, God's wanting me to tell you, no matter where you're at, He's wanting me to say this morning. I wrote it down. In your heart, you may feel all dead inside. He's saying, listen to me, life in you, that life can be restored to you this morning through Jesus Christ and the power of His blood, by the power of His Son working in you. He can do that this morning. Can't come up here and shake my hand. That ain't going to do it. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I know a man who can.
Amen.
Amen. How about you? Well, I know a man who can restore unto me the joy of your salvation, it says, and uphold me with thy free spirit. That's what the Bible says. Restore him. And Paul reached him. He fell on him, embracing him, and he said this, trouble not yourself, for there is life in him. Amen?
Amen.
Trouble not yourself, for there is life. God's wanting me to tell you that if you have messed up, but there is still life in you this morning. I want to tell you a story. Have any of you ever heard of the painting, The Dream by Picasso? You probably have heard of it. Have you ever heard the story about The Dream? I wouldn't recommend going out and look at it. I think it's kind of bad. It's a bad picture, actually. But I've read the story about it. A guy bought this picture. And he bought this picture for $50 million. Because he was an art lover. He bought it because it meant so much to him about the dreams he'd had in his life. He kept it for 5 years, so he decided to sell it. The night that he decided to put out there, he said, "Listen," he said, "I'm going to have a big get together, and I'm going to get rid of this. I want to show it to everybody what's going on." He was up on stage and he had it sitting here beside of him. And he said he slipped and ran his elbow through it. Tore it. $50 million. And he had sold it for $150 million. The guy had bought it for $150 million. He tore it. He called the guy back and he told him, he said, "I can't sell it to you." He said, "I ripped it." So he took that painting. He loved it so much. He didn't want it in a... He had a guy come in, an art restorer. This guy come in. It took him a year, but he restored that painting to where you couldn't even tell that it was ever torn. But if you turned it around and looked at the back of it, it was a mess. It was a mess. He ended up selling it for something like $150 million anyway. But listen to me. God sent me to tell somebody here this morning. Listen, I don't know what you've been through. Some of you look around here and you think, "Oh, you guys are all, you know, you guys are all really good Christians, you know. A lot of you guys are on fire." You never seen the back of the painting, though. You never seen the mess that we were down through our lives. You've never seen what God has brought us through to get us where we're at here this morning. I'm here to tell you today, you may have been a mess, but God still loves you. Listen, I told him, you can restore it. And it took him time. It took him over a year. Listen to me. You may be here this morning and saying, "You know what, God? I want to restore it." It ain't going to happen instantaneously sometimes. It takes time. It takes you coming and praising and worshiping God, getting into His Word. And I'll tell you what, God will restore you. But sometimes it don't happen overnight. Listen, it may not be that way. Folks, there are Christians that get torn. How many of you have been torn? Raise your hands. I've been torn. Look around here, folks. Look at all these people that have been torn. And you think that your life, you know, wouldn't amount to much. Listen to me, it does amount to a lot. And you can get where you need to be by the power of Jesus Christ. Sometimes during those rough patches, God will work in your life. He will work in your life. You know what restoration? You know what's in restoration? It's restore. And also there's rest in there, right? Amen? Amen? That's what's in there. It may be, it may not be instantaneous, like I said. It may take some time. But praise God, God can restore. He can piece our lives back together. He can do that. God's saying you may not be where you once were yet, but praise God, hang in there. Hang in there. We serve that kind of God. If you put what you got left into the nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ. Can you do that this morning? I don't know where you're at, but can you do that? If you're here this morning and you feel like your life is a mess for whatever reason, no one here, if anybody here judges you, they're wrong. For you coming and trying to get yourself where you need to be with Jesus. I say this, but I believe this. Listen, come to the altar. Come to the altar. Put your broken, torn dreams into the hands of the one who can restore dreams. Put them into His hands. Not your own. Listen, folks, when Jesus gets done, in 1 Peter 5:10 says it best. It says this, "And the God of all grace who called you to His eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while will Himself do what? Restore you and make you strong and make you steadfast." I'm telling you what, there are times my failure defined me to what I am today. There's people in here whose failures and their mistakes define them of what they are today, sitting here in this church this morning. They will define you. It's not something else. It's what those mistakes, they define you. And again, what I tell you is, if you learn from those mistakes, they don't have any idea what went on inside of me down through the years. And I have no idea what went on inside of you. But I can see the finished work as it keeps going. Yeah, He's not done with us yet, but I can see it. I can see it starting to be pieced back together in people's lives. You're not going to look like a failure anymore. You're not going to look like a mistake anymore. You're not going to look to define by your past anymore. You won't have that happen to you. Praise God. You may be looking at people's lives and thinking at this morning that, man, they're just right on top of it. But I guarantee you, they are defined by their past. They are defined what's went on to them in the past. Praise God. They come and get a song. I'm done. If you have a need this morning, out of the pain comes the ability to overcome. Am I right? Out of pain can come the ability to overcome. After it's fixed and it has been torn, I want to tell you something. That's more than what it's sold for, more than what it was worth. You know what? When you're fixed by the blood and the power of Jesus Christ, you're worth more than you'll ever imagine. Amen? Praise God this morning. If you're a mess here this morning, if you feel like you're a failure here this morning, for whatever reason, man, come to this altar and let's pray this morning. Let's pray. And let God show you what you're really worth this morning.